know, to come to see you, and you want that person to come back, you might say, now
you come back. Don't let this be the last trip. You come back.
Now, if you were talking to two people, would you say same kind of thing?
Well, I'd say you all come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we'd be looking for you back.
Yeah, you'd say you all.
Yeah, you all.
Now, how would you greet somebody on Christmas Day, right around Christmas? You'd say something special to them.
Well, we usually say Christmas gift.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Now, how about on New Year, on the 1st of January? How
well,
do you greet them?
I'll just tell you the truth, I don't know hardly. Just ordinarily, though, it's about like everyday affairs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, now, what about if you wanted to tell somebody how much you appreciated something, and instead of saying thank you might say, well, I'm much...
Well, I'm pleased to death sometimes, I say, and sometimes... how about the terms all meaning the same thing?
But what about one where you're saying, I'm much something,
I'm much obliged.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Several things could be said in connection with it.
That's true, isn't it? Now, if somebody asked you if you had time to do something, and you weren't sure, but you said, well, instead of saying, I think I'll have time, you might say, well, I... Something like,
I don't know now how.
Something like, I reckon I'll have time.
Yeah. I usually say, well, now, if I can get the time at all, I'll
mm-hmm,
do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we could use different expressions all meaning the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, if you go to town and you have several different things to buy, you might say, well, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Mm-hmm. And then you buy something, and the storekeeper takes a piece of paper, and then he
wraps it up.
Mm-hmm. Now, if he, you say, well, yesterday he, for me, he took it and he,
I can't hardly understand the question.
Well, when you got home with it, you took it, you know, you said that he'd take it and wrap it up. When you get home, you've got to...
Go down and wrap it.
Right, yeah.
Well, they put it in bags first now. They used to wrap the paper, but now it's in bags.
Oh, they used to do that. You told me that they used to use, like, newspaper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, sometimes... If it rains a lot and your crops just get wiped out, you say they're just a total
loss.
Mm-hmm. Now, if there's something that you'd like to buy sometime, but you don't have enough money to buy it, you might say, well, I'd like to buy it, but it just...
I just can't pay
for it. Yeah, or you might say, well, that thing just...
Well,
if that thing is too expensive, you might say, well, it's...
Yeah. Different phrases there that would
answer it. Now, on the 1st of the month, when it's time to pay the bill, you might say, well, this bill is the money...
This meal bill is due.
Right.
And Aaron's in the same net position right now.
So you know about that. Well, sometimes, if you don't have any money, and you have to go to... a friend and try to ask them for something, you'd say you've got to, instead of asking it, you might say, well, you've got to go to a friend and...
All right, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad we don't have to do that.
Well, that's one thing, you don't have to do that. Well, you know, back in the 30s, during the Depression, wasn't much money around. You might say money was very...
Very scarce, let me tell you.
I bet it was.
We had to save to pay our taxes.
Hmm. Oh, man, that's worse than nowadays, I guess.
Yeah.
Even. You know,